Welcome to Eva Talks, a weekly podcast about the law of attraction and more. Enjoy today's episode.
Morning, everybody. Here is Eva Talks again. How to overcome insecurities in a relationship. Trust is something hard to earn, especially if you have been hurt and disappointed before. Many people face insecurities in a relationship, so you are not the only one in this situation. Unfortunately, this will keep you from enjoying what you have with your partner. You cannot allow yourself to fall prey to insecurities if you don't have any proof that there is something wrong. This doesn't mean you should be suspicious and look for evidence either, as this may affect your relationship. You see, if you practice self-love and respect yourself, then the people around you will do the same, including your life partner. So work on getting rid of your insecurities and get the most your relationship has to offer. What is the first and one of the most valuable steps to overcome insecurities? Is to focus on your value and what you have to offer. In many cases, insecurities are triggered by differences between partners. It's normal to be different, as each partner brings in the relationship a different set of skills and qualities. After all, a relationship forms when two people complete each other and not compete against each other. So in order to exceed your insecurities, focus on what you have to offer and your real value. This is possible by practicing self-love. As what I already mentioned in my podcast before, how important self-love is. And it will make you understand that you are unique and valuable for everything you do. If a person doesn't appreciate your true value, then that person does not deserve you at all. Remember this. First, loving yourself so that you can love the other one. What's the next one? Work on boosting your self-esteem. A low self-esteem and relationship insecurities go hand in hand, according to specialists. If you have insecurities, then you should boost your self-esteem instead of wasting your energy on something else. Believe it or not, showing confidence is a trait that makes you attractive. People will want to be close to you, and so will your partner. You need to be aware that you are valuable and capable of great things. Love and respect yourself, and you will start attracting the same type of feelings from your partner. What's the next step? Make sure to enjoy some freedom. A relationship that makes you feel caged, it's not a healthy relationship. It's normal for two people to have different desires and aspirations. So you don't need to feel bad about it. On the contrary, you should be supportive with each other. It's important you find fulfillment on other plans as well, not just on your romantic plan. Feeling limited, on the other hand, can give birth to insecurities. These are often the cause of many argues and can even lead to the end of a relationship. So it's okay and highly recommended to keep your own friends while involved in a relationship, to pursue your desired career, hobbies, and to be financially independent. If your partner is not supportive enough or tries to keep you from having all this, then do ask yourself if he or she is the right person for you. And what's the last but not least? Practice self-trust. Stop feeling afraid that your partner will find someone better and leave you. If you do, it's like with the law of attraction, then it will really happen. Trust yourself. Trust who you are, with all your imperfection. All of this will disappear when you will embrace who you are and when you will start to trust your qualities. Have a clear view of what you want. Adopt a positive attitude, and the law of attraction will make it happen. Don't turn into something who you are not for the other, and make sure that you are happy as well. If something feels wrong, then it probably is. Learn to say no to the things that are not making you feel comfortable and happy. This way, you will have the life you truly deserve. These were my tips on how to overcome insecurities in your relationship. Have a great day, and I will speak to you next week. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for more Eva Talks.